Anyway, welcome back to the Don't Believe the Hype podcast. I'm your boy J Rem.
It's your girl B.
And we back with another episode. This is actually week 12. Actually, you know what? Let me stop saying that because it might be 11. I think it's 11. Yeah, it's 11. Anyway, yeah.
Yep.
We back with another week. Some things going on we need to discuss. First off, how was your week?
Not super eventful. Just calm week at work. Nothing major.
Same old, same old. Yeah, same here. Same old, same old. But we do have some interesting things to talk about. One is one of my favorite companies in the world, which is, I don't know, man.
Is it Tesla Motors?
No, it's just Tesla.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just Tesla, not Tesla Motors. Tesla's in the news right now. Well, they're always in the news, but this time, not for something innovative. So they had an ex-employee that recently received a $137 million.
Sheesh.
They won a lawsuit for $137 million because of some racial issues going on in the workplace. And that's, you know, when I hear things like that, you know, I feel like it's not fair to the company because, you know, you can't blame Tesla as a whole,
right,
for this person's experience, you know, at a certain location. You know, I think this one was in Fremont, California, at the big factory they have. And my thing is, a lot of the times, it's not the company that has this racist culture. Mm. It's usually the smaller people, like the managers, who, right, feel like they have so much power, or maybe even the district manager, or however the hierarchy works in Tesla, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it's always someone that thinks they're above you. And I'm sure, I keep saying I'm sure, and I'm positive that I'm certain that some of our viewers know exactly what I'm talking about with the workplace hierarchy and how people take advantage of their little power that they're given. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Tesla also, like, can be to blame because it's like, that's your worker, like, you know, like,
right,
that's like your child does something, and you're like,
right, and
that's their own person, like, you're responsible, kind of, like, for, like, to some extent, to obviously some extent, like, yeah, not sure, like, yeah, whatever people do, like, it's on you, yeah, but, like, you know,
because obviously, if you have a big company like that, you have people in place to handle,
right,
these things. So they don't, right, even get to the point where people
it's
are
like a big suing.
Yeah, that's, yeah. So,
and especially too, like, if it's been like something that has happened before, like, is this the first time that they complained about this person?
Right, right, right.
Are they, like, notoriously, like, racist?
Right.
Like,
are they ignoring people's complaints?
Right.
Especially about racism, which is crazy in this day and age still. Mm. Even though this incident happened, the gentleman, he worked for Tesla from 2015 to 2016. And he got he sued them in 2017. So this is a long 4-year battle. That's kind of crazy.
He
got mad money. And then, of course, he's saying, oh, he feels like justice have been he says justice have been served. Well, you damn right, after $137 million, somebody got some justice. But I was talking to B off camera, and I was asking her, what about the other people that are going through this? Because this gentleman in particular, he was a contractor, so he wasn't technically Tesla employee. He was hired for a certain amount of time. I guess he was an elevator mechanic, I think they said he was, which, you know, that's kudos to him.
You also read that the workers, when they, like, sign their contract, it says you can't sue Tesla.
Yeah, so...
So he got lucky.
He got lucky. You know, not all... So there's probably workers going through what he's going through, maybe.
I feel like that's like a weird clause to have.
Right.
Like you are not allowed to sue this company that you work for.
And the crazy thing...
If my company is not doing what they're supposed to do, I should be allowed to sue you. Like, that's very strange.
Right. Or there should be a clause in that clause, meaning like, okay, if... Something
for
is
these circumstances. For
the, yeah, exactly.
Right, you can, yeah.
Because most people sign the contract, they happy they get a job. Ain't nobody right. reading all that.
Right, that's true.
I'm sure we all signed some contract that has a clause like that. And right. we don't even know. We try to go super like, oh, well, you did sign
yeah,
this.
Yeah, because no one reads those things anyway.
And one thing I learned about in business law with James Lynch at Brooklyn College, he said, you sign it, you own it. You know what I'm saying? So once you sign that paper, you kind of... put yourself in a bind, and now you can't sue the company. But people are trying. There's another gentleman. He's suing. So we'll see. He's actually an employee. So we'll see for the same reasons. So apparently this is going on.
But I feel like Tesla usually is like a... usually like in a positive light.
Yeah, for the most part, it's in the positive light because, you know, Elon Musk seems like a nice guy. He's outgoing and pretty... he's good in the media, you know? Mm. So for the most part, people are not thinking like, oh, this is happening. It probably happens. It happens in every company.
Right, yeah.
Let's not even.
It happens everywhere.
But, is it Elon's fault? I don't think so. Because obviously this guy is the CEO of the company. He's doing big things. Not to say he shouldn't, you know, make sure everything is ran smooth. He hires people to make sure these things are run smooth. And somebody's not doing their job. But one thing about HR, which I need you guys to know, HR, they make it seem like HR is for the employee. HR works for the company. They're there to protect the company. So, you know, they'll try to quiet you down or try to make it, you know, your issue that you bring to them will go away. Mm. So it doesn't, you know, make the company look bad. So you think you're going to tell this person, oh, this is happening at work. And I'm
wow, that's that. that's actually really interesting. Yeah. I wasn't thinking about that.
No, it's true. They'll BS you all the way. Oh, what? Is that what's going on? That's ridiculous. And then they'll find a way. Listen, it happens. It happens. It happened to me, man. It happened to me. And I ain't no HR calling, man. I ain't no HR calling, but I had an issue. And they pretty much patronize you for the most part.
Mm.
And I also had an issue where it could have been racism recently. I can't really speak on it on camera, but, you know, I don't know what else it would have been besides either the manager I was working with was on a power trip or she was racist, one of the two, because I was the only black man in the store. I don't know.
Wait, but aren't those people technically black?
Yeah, but you know how it go.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not saying the people feel that way, but... who I was dealing with, who I had the issue with, I don't know how they felt about that, you know? Hey, man.
While you're drinking this, I was just thinking, like, I wonder if Angry Orchard would sponsor us.
If we get our stuff together, hell yeah. Can y'all help us out, man? We trying to get the Angry Orchard special.
I'm going to look into that.
I said the special, the sponsor. No, we can get... listen... me and B, we have a plan. Sorry. We have a plan. Like, we had a whole discussion. We're like, yo, we can do this. We got our YouTube. We're going to do vlogs. We're going to start our podcast back because people liked it when we did it. People were like, where is it when we stopped? So, like, we have a plan that we're just going to try to keep growing and growing for you guys. Hopefully, we're entertaining you guys, not boring you. Hopefully, y'all are actually watching. Shout out to our YouTube, Don't Believe the Hype podcast, dbth.podcast on IG.
Check this guy out.
Yeah,
we knowing all the handles
listen,
right now.
We're trying to get sponsored. We're trying to, you know, do our thing.
I'm going to look into that because we actually like Angry Orchard.
We do, but, you know, we can't go to a sponsor and be like, yeah, man, check our page out. We only got 120-something followers. So we right. got to probably promote our thing a little better.
Yeah, I feel like there's, like, other ones. I mean, we'll get to it, but, like, yeah. there's other ones that, like...
There's companies that definitely will sponsor... a popping podcast for sure, even if it's not like an alcoholic beverage company, There's clothing companies, there's food companies, there's all types. Look at your favorite, YouTuber, favorite IG lady, Sopa. Is it
Sopa?
Sopa. She loves Sopa. Yo, and Sopa does all sponsored posts now. So, like, we could be like that, too.
Sopa does not post a normal pic anymore. They're all sponsored.
She also has the marketing to the family, you know. It looks good. It looks good. Not going to lie. It looks good. So, we probably got to start a family soon and everything. So.
Well, listen. We're going to get there eventually. Yeah, so, it's good that we started now. Yeah. So, y'all could be with us.
Y'all could be with us, man. The day ones. We'll always remember you. We'll send y'all some merch. Eventually. We probably should have some merch soon. All that. We gotta get our followers up. But anyway, next topic. What's next?
Yeah, well, so Joel Osteen.
Oh, him.
What's crazy is that Americans pronounce J-O-E-L as Joel, and in Trinidad it's Joel. Like I have a brother whose name is Joel.
But we say Noel too, which is weird. So like why
Yeah, why don't y'all say Noel?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Knowles is K-N-O-W-L-E, right. Like Beyonce, right. Knowles.
But just like, I was just watching something, this guy named, he's from the UK, I forgot his name, something Shaq. He was on this radio post and he was saying Megan instead of Megan. And the guy's like, yo, bruv, what are you on, fam? And he's like, how do you say vegan? How do you spell vegan? He's like, V-E-G-A-N. How you spell Megan? M-E-G-A-N. So why is it different?
Sometimes there's like an H. Megan? Yeah, M-E-G-A-N. I mean,
most of the Megans have M-E-G-A-N.
Megan? That's not funny. But anyway. Say
it's spelled the same way as vegan, yeah. Just with the V.
So. Anyway, Joel Osteen is in the news. Well, I don't know if he's in the news, but he was on the Shade Room. Shade Room be, you know.
Nah, they need to point him up.
Shade Room be like on it for real. But yeah, anyway, sure. He's on there because apparently his mega church has to pay back millions of dollars in PPP loans. And the reason that they have millions of dollars in PPP loans is because they took them out during the pandemic,
right.
When the church was closed.
So, you tell me, why in the world would the church need $4.4 million during the pandemic when nobody's...
4.4, I think it was like 44.
No, hell no, it's definitely not 44, it's definitely
4.4. 4.4, yeah. Okay.
You tell me why the church needs $4.4 million while the church is closed down, so it's not like... There's a whole bunch of bills coming in. Obviously, you got your rent if they don't own the property. They probably do own the property.
4.4.
Yeah, 4.4. Like, what do they need that money for? Were they planning on giving it to the people?
No, it said, like, payroll.
Payroll. Sure.
Celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's megachurch is repaying millions of dollars it received in COVID-19 disaster funds. Houston-based Lakewood Church received $4.4 throughout the Paycheck Protection Program to cover payroll and other expenses while shutting down in-person services for 7 months last year.
How many employees they got in this church?
I mean, it's like a stadium.
Yeah, but...
It's technically a stadium.
Let me tell you something. I have a disdain for this man. You know why? Because my grandmother used to watch Joel Osteen when I was younger.
Not disdain.
Because, you know, and she was one of, you know, she's one of the old ladies that send the money to the church. And
did she?
Yeah. She used to watch Joel Osteen used to come on TV either Saturday or Sunday mornings. Probably Sunday. No, maybe Saturday because she would be in church Sunday mornings, but... She would be watching Joel Osteen. She loves Joel Osteen.
Not sending the money.
Sending
the
money and all that. So when I heard about the first incident that was very suspect about Joel Osteen not opening up the church for the people in the community when the hurricane hit.
Yeah.
That raised, you know, a lot of questions. Raised a lot of suspicion.
That was like very horrible.
Because what is the church there for? Just to take the money? This church in particular? Like, why wouldn't you open up the church for the community? That's what it's there for. That is disgusting. That's really disgusting.
Bad.
No.
That was really bad.
He shouldn't have had no followers after that. I don't see how people could actually enter in the church, after the pastor who praises God and claims to be this holy person, you don't open the church for people in need? Are you out of your mind? And people are still going to this church? The church should have no congregation, but you know, people are blind, man. People are blind. Idiots. Y'all keep going and following that fake pastor, man. He's a clown. He's a scam artist. And anybody that goes to that church, no respect. Was that too much?
Slightly.
I feel like it's not too much.
I feel like that's.
I feel like it's not too much. They took They have to pay back $4.4 million. How was that? How was what I said too much? That don't even compare to the $4.4 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should almost go to jail because they're not giving these guys.
Well, he's paying it back.
He got the option to pay it back.
Right.
Did they ask Cardi B? What's her name? Cardi Red, husband to Did they give him the option to pay it back? Take back the cars and the jewelry that he bought and get that money back to the government? Did they give him that chance? I'm sure they did not. That boy in jail. How can you fraud the government and all of a sudden, obviously he has money to pay lawyers and stuff like that. And, you know, he's a white man, so that's a whole nother story. But everybody else going to jail. Why is nobody going to jail?
Yeah, crazy. Especially too, like, if you took the loan out for payroll and for whatever expenses.
And they prove that you didn't give the payroll. Like, they have to be able to prove. You know what I'm saying?
If he did. I was going to say, why are they requiring him to pay it back if it was used for the right purpose? Because like, it wasn't
used for no payroll. That's what it was there for, a paycheck protection program.
Right, but he probably used it for something else.
But who knows what else?
No. If it's a loan, you pay back a loan.
But this, a lot of the PPP loan, you know, they were promising like some forgiveness on the loan and stuff like that. So people weren't worrying about paying it back because there'll be at least some forgiveness. Meaning, like, they wouldn't have to pay the whole thing back, or maybe some people might not have to pay any back, depending on how much you got.
Well, I feel like the whole argument now is, like, going to trash, because it's not like he, like, scammed. It's a loan, and he's paying it back.
But you got to understand the reason he has to pay it back. There's a reason. The reason is probably because he wasn't using the money that it was for. He wasn't using the money for what he got it for. You know what I'm saying? He got the money under false pretenses. Like, yeah, I'm going to do this with it, and didn't do it.
I will say, though, that, like, a lot of people, like, still had to, like, pay their workers during the pandemic. And I'm pretty sure he, like, kept his, like, remote, what you call that, like online his services, his and virtuals, that kind of stuff going. Sure. You had to pay like your camera people,
and I'm pretty sure he was still taking offering.
Yeah, virtually. Yeah, like missionary people wherever they are, whatever. Man. So, I feel like at first when I heard it, I was like, yo, like why would he need to like pay it back? But then it's like it's a loan, you have to pay it back.
I think you're thinking about it wrong.
Okay.
So if I had a company, right, and let's just say I got the $50,000 from the PPP loan.
Yes.
And I'm actually allocating that money to what the PPP loan is designed
payroll
for.
And that
payroll,
kind of stuff.
Maybe the rent, whatever overhead you have, maybe stock that you need to buy, things like that. The government, and you can prove that, the government is not going to be like, all right, give me that money back now. The pandemic is still going on. They're not doing that. They're taking back that money because something wasn't going on right. And that's a fact.
So you're trying to say that if it was done right, regardless of if it was a loan, he wouldn't have to pay it back?
I'm not saying he wouldn't have to pay it back. I'm just saying it wouldn't be a big news article or a big news thing that he had to pay it back so soon. The PPP loan just happened last year. People that actually used the money for what it was for, then they're not having to pay that back, at least right now. And maybe in the future, you know, maybe they'll have some forgiveness for the loan. That's what was said initially. But he's paying that 4.4 because he probably didn't need that 4.4 for what he said he needed it for. You understand?
Yeah.
That's why it's a big thing. Like, he has to pay that money back. Or he probably was threatened with jail time, I'm sure. I'm positive. That's how it works. People were trying to get over on the government because, you know, the country was vulnerable, to say the least.
You know, they said that they could, like, potentially run out of money soon.
Yeah, I saw that, man. Who knows? We don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's like crazy. I saw something, too, that just, like, made me laugh and, like, continue swiping. It was like, what did it say? Something now is being checked for, like, cancer-causing materials. Wait, hold on. Let me find it.
Because
I want to say it right. I just, like, read it, and I was like, come on. Like, it's every time there's, like, a little die-down in traction of some mess going on. There's
something going on,
then
right?
Someone is just like, oh, let's just... Here we go. The FDA... issues warning against hand sanitizers that cause cancer-causing ingredients. Like, just last week, they were like, COVID cases is low. Lower than they've ever been. We're moving in the right direction. And now they're like, oh, let's just, like, get something else. Someone commented, are y'all tired yet?
Right, like, so they just now figured this out?
It's just like...
how long has hand sanitizer been out? Now they want to be like, oh, well,
it's like, that stuff we told you
that stuff we told you to use
yeah.
can now be causing you, come on, bro, like, it's just too much. The FDA, that's a big scam, too, if you ask me. Like, they approve a lot of nonsense. Look at the Johnson & Johnson thing.
There's things that are approved that, I mean, there's things that we use that are not actually approved either.
Right, yeah, for sure.
So it's just like, listen.
Let's get it right. Like, everything doesn't have to be FDA approved to be good or bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's good FDA approved things and there's bad FDA approved mm-hmm. things. And there's good things that are not FDA approved, like, you know, some herbal medicines or vitamins, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, man, the FDA, this whole thing is a scam, man. It's pay to play. I'm sure if you're a big enough company with enough money, you can pay somebody to get your stuff FDA approved. It's not that. It's not what people think. Like, oh, it's FDA approved. We can trust it. Johnson & Johnson just had to pay back mad people because their powder was causing some type of cancer. Was it mm-hmm. cervical or some type of cancer? Like, come on. And that's FDA approved.
Yeah.
Like, what's really going on here? This world is crazy, man.
It is. There's it's like really crazy. Nothing. Nothing is certain. Nothing is true.
Nothing is what it seems.
Nothing is guaranteed.
It's horrible.
There's always some type of little slick stuff going on around. Yeah. It's rough.
Can't even trust the church. Can't even trust the church. $4.4 million. Didn't open that church in particular, didn't open the church doors to the people in need. That killed me. That literally hurt me because those people were really suffering. And they needed shelter.
I wonder why he did that.
He had an excuse. Oh man, I can't remember the excuse, but it was so idiotic. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. It was just a horrible excuse to why he didn't let the people get some shelter. But he got to deal with the God that he says he worships. He has to deal with God. So that's on him. What's the next topic we got?
Joel Osteen did not close the doors of his Lakewood church. It has remained open to assist those without power and shelter. Wait. This was years ago you're talking
about.
Yeah. 2017.
Yeah.
Hurricane Harvey.
Harvey.
Okay, horrible. Let's see. Joel Osteen claim he shut church doors on Harvey victims, a false narrative. Push back against accusations that he closed off his 606,000 square foot megachurch amid a flooding crisis. The idea that we wouldn't receive people, we've been here in this community for 60 years. Chris Cuomo. We've always been open. How this notion got started, that we're not a shelter and we're not taking people, is a false narrative. I guess this one isn't talking about his... excuse. It's just one where he's saying, like, that never happened.
Yeah, it happened. Get out of here.
Yeah, I feel like I heard... He had said something that wasn't, like, substantial.
Yeah,
at
he
all.
Said something stupid. Get out of here.
Anywho's, speaking of crazy things, this next topic is a little funny, actually.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm pretty sure if y'all follow The Shade Room, you've probably seen it. The topic is... Photographer deletes images and leaves wedding after being denied food. sparking the question, should wedding photographers be offered plates? I feel like I just need to read the story.
You didn't read the story?
No, like, out loud.
Nah, that would take too long. Just summarize it.
Okay.
Can you summarize it? Because you remember?
Basically, this photographer was not a professional photographer. It was like somebody that, like me, who enjoys taking pictures.
Right, right. That's a
hobby. Takes a good picture from time to time, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of has the eye.
Yeah.
You know, but not like an official
photographer.
Wedding or like event photographer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The people that were getting married asked him or her, I don't know if it's a guy
or a girl. I think it was a guy.
To take pictures of their wedding. And they were just like, not really sure, whatever. They're like, all right, we'll give you $250 to do it. The person says that they've been, said that they were there.
For 10 hours.
Like in the morning, because you know the ladies have to get ready, yeah, so or do their hair, makeup. The girls are like in the room, like getting cute, you know, all that. I don't know if he's following the groom or whatever. Taking pictures, no place to sit at the wedding. Ooh, so he was standing the whole time.
Apparently it was hot too.
Like they were like in some like base, I think he said. Like some random place, right?
Oh, okay, okay.
No place to sit. It's hot. No, nothing to drink. Can't leave to get something to drink to come back because you're going to miss valuable picture time.
Right, right.
And then when the person asked for like something to eat, they said no. So the photographer deleted all of the pictures in front of them.
Right.
And dipped.
Because I think he asked the groom. The groom gave him an ultimatum. Either you take the pictures or you leave without getting paid.
Yeah.
So he deleted.
Either be the photographer or leave without
paying. Right. So, and what was the cause? Did he ask him for food or water or something happened?
I told the groom I need to take off 20 minutes to get something to eat and drink. There's no open bar or anything. I can't even get water and my water bottles were done. He tells me I need to either be a photographer or leave without pay.
Well, I'll say this. If they had money for a real photographer and not someone they just paid $250 for a 10-hour job, which is insane, right? I'm just, professionally, if you get paid for a wedding, take the pictures, I don't know if you deserve a plate. Like, if you're getting paid for your service is to take pictures, I don't know if a plate comes with that. Now, me, I wouldn't mind giving somebody some food.
Right.
But if you pay the photographer, you know,
to do their job,
they got their money and dip out. You get your food, whatever.
Right.
Because a lot of the times, weddings are, you know, by the seat or by the plate. You pay for those plates.
Mm-hmm.
So I could understand somebody being like, all right, I paid you, then I got to pay. I paid for the plates already. This is separate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I can understand them not getting a plate at a traditional setting. This seems like some unorthodox. Listen, we have $250 extra dollars. Can you come take pictures? He's not even a real photographer.
Technically, I guess they're like friends.
It's
or
what
like
it sounded. It sounded like he at least knew them, so he was doing them a favor.
Which is even worse. Like you're not gonna give your friend a
right. Plate. That's crazy. That's crazy. First off, he's doing you a favor because you don't have the money to pay for a real photographer. No wedding photographer costs $250. You probably gotta put that as a down payment or something.
And also, like, I feel like wedding photographers, like, they usually come in, like, a pair. So, like, they could, like, take, like, I guess,
yeah,
take
sometimes
a little
it's
break,
two of them,
eat
right.
something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Working for 10 hours is OD. Like,
that's OD.
You have to have some time to eat, to
right.
drink, to do something. Use
right.
the bathroom. Like,
yeah.
That was crazy.
That's, no, they treated him poorly, especially if they know him.
Yeah.
And especially with the circumstances, y'all didn't have money, so at least you could do is compensate him with food and drink.
Yeah.
At least he could walk up and say, hey, man, like, got his belly full. He's not thirsty. Apparently, there was somewhere where it was hot, so he's sweating. That's unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Even my
grandmother. Do you think that they should have deleted the pictures, though? That means they have, all they're going to have is other people's phone pictures for their wedding.
Well, you didn't pay. That's all. Listen, that's obviously, it sounds like really petty, but they were being petty by not offering it. Or you can't, you say he can't even take a break. Like, who are you? You're not my boss.
I would have been like, you could pay me for these pictures. The $250 was for my 10 hours right. of running behind you and your wife. And you could pay separately for the pictures. Because you're not going to have no pictures besides Instagram stories. Nah. And
if you're treating people like that, you shouldn't even have pictures. Like, honestly, right. if you're treating people like that, like, forget your memories. Get your iPhone photos. Get out of here. I don't care that. I'm not saying he's wrong for deleting the pictures. All right, whatever. You're going to tell me I can't take a break? You're not going to feed me? Not going to give me anything to drink? It's hot out here. You got me out here for 10 hours for $250? Are you crazy? Like,
what were you going to say about your grandmother?
Oh, this same situation happened at my grandmother's 80th birthday party. It wasn't no cheap stuff, though. My family don't rock like that. We have a DJ. He was actually a family member. He's one of my mom's cousins, Devon, which she just found out randomly one year because they actually worked together for like years before they even knew, right? And then one day at a family function, like, what are you doing here? Right? So anyway, he was the DJ.
And they didn't date.
Right. That would have been horrible. But he was the DJ. And he got a plate. And my mom thought that she had asked, like, I forgot the situation. Long story short, they paid extra so the DJ and his guy could eat. There was two of them. Like, that's how you treat people. You're going to leave somebody hungry, everybody eating.
It's just like, yeah, it's just like basic human.
It's like human nature. Like, bro, like human courtesy.
If
like,
you are eating and you're starving and you did nothing, imagine somebody that's been, like, working right. back and forth, he got doing the party. All and then, this. Like,
he's very important to the party, the DJ. He got the party right. jumping. All that, and the mic was working perfectly. Music is good.
You have to feed the people that's there. They paid extra money. Give them their time if they need to go eat or whatever.
Right, right, right. And, like, he's a DJ, so he can't go nowhere to eat. They paid extra money so he can get him and his person that he came with to help him out got to eat. That's how it should be. You deserve to get your pictures deleted. You want to be cheap and stingy? Like, that just don't work. Karma.
So would you delete the pictures if this person decided to violate you?
You might as well delete it because they're not going to get it. And it's not going to be on my camera for nothing.
I feel like I would have figured out how to get them to pay me for it. I'd have been like, you want these pictures? You need to pay me. Because that $250 was like nothing for me running around for 10 hours.
I would have sent them the best picture out of the bunch with wild watermarks on it. Like, yo, could have been you, man. This could have been for you, dude. That's crazy. Nah, man. That's
horrible.
You want to be a bad person, bad stuff happens to you. It is what it is. You made your bed. You got to lie in it for sure. Yeah. Yep.
Yo, all this time, even before we started talking about that last topic, the photographer, I've been trying to figure out what the question of the day is.
Oh, I got it.
All this time, and it just came to me.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Well, for the question of the day.
Woohoo!
We want to know what you guys think. So, this question comes from Moneybag Yo's girlfriend, Ari, buying him, I forgot how many acres, but she bought him X amount of acres for his birthday of land, right? And people think it's good. People think it's too much. So our question is, what is there a limit of a gift that you can give somebody that you're not married to? Like, just that you're in a relationship. Is there a limit that you should not cross or go over?
I feel like it's different for each scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're rich. So, like, my limit would be like chum change for compared their limit. So I don't think there should be like one set limit. I think like maybe we could talk about like the principle of it. Like, why are you doing this for somebody that you're not really married to?
Well,
or like, you know, like that would be like more of like the conversation.
Well, there's no principle though. That's the thing. There's no rule that says, oh, because you're not married, you can't give them X so-and-so. Like, there's no rule on that, you know?
Right, but that's what you're asking. Should there be
a rule? What did you just say? You said...
I'm saying we shouldn't talk about what's the actual value of it. Like a number value. Because my number and a celebrity's number that's not dating would be way off.
Right. But then you said the principle...
Yeah, the principle of like, why would you spend a ridiculous amount of money on somebody that you don't even know you're going to like be with next year?
Well, I guess the answer would be is like they're rich and it really wouldn't matter.
They don't care.
Right. And another thing too, like you don't have to be married to do certain things like gift giving. And obviously I gave her, you know, I didn't give her props, but I thought it was pretty unique that she did that because obviously we see celebrities, all they do is buy each other cars, which I think these two have done already.
Cars, so like, watches, yeah, jewelry.
Like, what else can you do? Like, that was actually
original.
Original, and it was thoughtful. Because now you can do anything with that land. Yeah. You can build a ranch. You can build homes.
A hotel.
You can literally do anything. It's not like she's like, all right, I bought the land, and I'm going to do something for you on the land. No, she bought the land for him, and, you know.
I think they have a, do they have a kid?
I don't think so.
I feel like she has a child.
Yeah, she has a child by another rapper, yeah, for sure. But
I feel like I saw her saying like she don't care what what nobody was saying because like he takes care of them and like
I'm sure Moneybagg Yo, not that she probably makes her own money too, but I'm sure he makes sure she's taken care of.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So for her to show that gratitude, that's huge. That would make somebody say, wow, let me go on and marry this girl. You know what I mean? Mm. So I don't think it's too big of a gift at all. You know, especially marriage don't mean, you know, just because you're not married don't mean you can't go above and beyond for somebody if you can do it. If you can afford it, why not? Because that'll lead to the marriage, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I mean, she is sad. With a gift like that, other than being unique, it sounds like she's in it for the long term. To me, I don't know. I would be impressed if somebody bought me some land. I wouldn't, you know. I don't think it's too much. It was original compared to, we literally see them get cars every week. Somebody's getting a new car and for their birthday.
Yeah, and seriously.
It's like, just like, all right, bro. Like, you guys don't even drive like that. So what are y'all doing with these cars? But I don't think there's a limit. It depends. They have the money. And they probably... in Atlanta somewhere where you can actually get a good chunk of land for a decent price or somewhere down south, you know? Do your thing, man. Do your thing.
Yeah, I think the only time I would be like, don't do that is like if you could, like, you know the relationship is like pointless. Right. It's just like, why?
Or it's like they just met and you're doing the most.
And you don't even know this person or like y'all definitely like not gonna make it. Y'all always fighting. It's like toxic. It's just like, why are you doing this?
Right.
But if it works for them, I mean, if you, I feel like we always try to like talk about like what these celebrities be doing with their money, and you always just like, yo, Britney, they're rich, they can do.
Yeah, like, they can do that. They can do that. They have, but they have to do that because first off, it's social status, so they can't get away with giving somebody a little cheap little gift because people would be flaming them. You know what I mean?
True. Like, so there's no way that you could get someone like a cologne.
Right, exactly. Unless it's like their own brand cologne that now they can sell type. They just gave them a
That's
business.
That's so horrible. They would never be able to like give like normal like a regular gifts. Gift.
Especially because they always have these parties and it's a big thing. Oh my God, come outside. Like, oh my God, it's so sickening.
So cliche. So cliche.
It's superficial. It's superficial, number one. So we don't buy into it. It's there. We watch it. You know, you don't take it too serious, do you? Like... it doesn't matter to us. A lot of people, it does. It impress. Oh my gosh, she got him a car. Oh, he got her a car. Oh my God, I need me a van to go give me a car. If I just had this conversation with one of my friends too about a female being superficial, looking at what they see on the internet and believing that nonsense. We don't know, even though this looks nice, we don't know how she treats him or how he treats her. It could all be a facade, literally. It literally could just be fake and for press. So don't believe the hype in these celebrity relationships or these YouTube. Oh my God, some of these YouTube relationships like literally make me sick. Especially the ones that do the fake pranks. Oh my God, it's so cringy. And they get views and people love it though. I just couldn't see myself doing something like that though. Like literally us planning a fake prank. Like me, like I saw one before on Facebook. It was a guy. It was a fake prank too. He made it seem like he was looking at other girls. Like they went shopping and he made it seem... And, like, the girl had to act all mad. It's just like, bro.
I feel like the best fake one that, like, ever existed was the one where, like, the FaceTime ring happens. And then it goes like, what's going on, shorty? Your man there or something? Oh, yeah, it's, and it's, like, very, like,
well, that low one, key. Because yeah, I could just be, like, think it's, like, too scripted. Like, right. That can actually happen.
Yeah.
So that's way more believable. But it was this one couple that I would see on Facebook all the time, like when you go to the videos. And it took me a couple of videos to realize, like, why is the camera always set up? Like, who are they? The camera's always set up perfectly.
But what's crazy is that people just, like, share that and, like it.
Yeah,
and
think no, it's they like... get millions of views. So I'm not knocking the hustle. It's just a little cringy for me to watch.
Same.
But shout out to them. But damn, man, I couldn't do it. But... We do original content, no fake.
Yeah,
nonsense.
Go look at our vlogs,
Life
man.
With J&B, man, on YouTube.
Maybe
go
we
subscribe.
Should add it to a thing.
Link? Is it on the Linktree?
It probably is.
Yeah, it's most likely on the Linktree. We got 3 or 4 videos up. We got a new video coming soon. Dang. We're going somewhere cool. We actually mentioned it in this podcast episode. We didn't mention it, but
hint, a little hint. If you figure it out.
Hint. But yeah, just stay in tune with us, man. We giving it to you real, straight up and down. You know what I'm saying? We keeping it clean for the kids to watch too. I'm trying to give you good advice. You know, my young men, my older men, I try to keep it a buck with you guys, tell y'all what's really going on here with these women and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
But no, thanks for tuning in with us, man. It's your boy J Rem.
It's your girl B.
Peace.